There's a growing interest in food loss and food waste, both domestically and internationally, for several reasons, including a growing world population with an estimated projection of 9 billion by the year 2050. Also, food loss represents a lot of production resources to produce that food and land, fresh water, agricultural chemicals, energy, and other things. And secondly, in the production and transportation and food of the entire farm to fork, there can be side effects that occur from the production of food, such as chemical runoff into water and so forth. Food loss represents the edible amount of food post-harvest that's available for human consumption but is not consumed for any reason. It includes cooking loss and natural shrinkage, such as when leafy greens wilt, or it could include loss from mold, pest, or faulty refrigeration. And it also includes food waste, which is when, an edible item goes unconsumed, such as when children don't eat their greens at dinner time.